Dutchess County Sheriff's Office and New York State Police. This is the third and final warning. Be advised that you are trespassing on private property. Please leave the premises immediately or be subject to arrest.
This is Dave Pueblo for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm at the Cricket Valley Energy Center, and I'm standing with Kim Fratchek of St. Energy Project. Kim, why are you here this morning?
This is the largest fracked gas power plant being constructed in the Northeast. It was approved over a decade ago on old climate science when people thought that natural gas was a bridge fuel. There's nothing natural about natural gas. This is fracked gas. This is coming from the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania. It's highly radioactive. It is horrible for our health and safety. It's also damaging to the largest freshwater wetlands in New York State called the Great Swamp, which it is being built directly on. It will destroy the ecosystem that is so precious to this region. Additionally, not only is it bad for our health and safety and our environment, but it is really bad for our economics. So, for instance, this is going to lock us into a future of fossil fuels and leave us all with stranded assets to pay, continue paying for this plant when fossil fuels are now are obsolete. It also goes against all of our climate goals and our climate law in New York State. Governor,
How so?
Well, we just passed a climate law called the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act in New York, and we also have a goal to reach net zero emissions by 2050. This is going to take us in the wrong direction. And additionally, it will leave all of the ratepayers to foot the bill to continue paying for this plant long after it's not even functioning anymore.
So for our radio listeners, paint a picture for us. What are we doing right now? Where are we standing?
We are standing in the driveway of the Cricket Valley Energy Center to prevent work from happening. People have petitioned, written letters, filed lawsuits, appealed to their elected officials. Governor Cuomo continues to say he doesn't know anything about this and that it's out of his hands. And now people have decided that civil disobedience and direct action is the step to take. We're looking right now at a large tractor with residents and local farmers locked down to it to prevent workers from getting into the worksite to complete this plant.
And I can also see up in the distance on the smokestacks there appear to be a bunch of banners that are floating up there, which I'm guessing are not customary.
There are several well-equipped climbers that have climbed to the top of the 275-foot smokestack underneath this beautiful moon and blue sky, and they're flying red and yellow banners that say resist.
How long do you plan to stay here?
We want to continue to shut this work site down for the whole day.
What are you hoping to gain from this today?
Well, our target for this is definitely Governor Cuomo. We know that we have an alternative to this plant to bring electricity from wind power upstate to downstate, and we shouldn't be messing with fracked gas anymore. So Governor Cuomo has the power to halt this plant. 40 years ago, his father, Governor Mario Cuomo, shut down the Shoreham nuclear power plant because it was not safe for the residents around Shoreham in Long Island. And that was right after the plant was finished, construction. So it's not like we can't shut this down. It's not operational yet. We have every way that we can shut this down. It just takes Governor Cuomo standing in his climate leadership and owning that.
Sure. My name's Rob.
My name is Maggie.
I'm Bill.
I have family in Ulster County and grew up in the Hudson Valley.
I live in Millerton, just north of here.
I currently live where the pipeline stops, but I lived for 4 years in the Hudson Valley.
It's not just what's happening to this community in the Harlem Valley, but it's also where the gas is actually being fracked from out in the shale fields in Pennsylvania. And people are dying out there. And
dying how?
Well, they're getting sick. They're getting cancer. They can't drink their water. And I think we really need to have a conversation about we're treating our neighbors and fellow community members as resource colonies, and that has to end. And that's what we're here today to demand.
Because this is farmland. The farmers around here were in solidarity with the farmers, with the residents, with the children. There are 600 children that are within a very close range of here, plus there's an elementary, middle school, and high school within 2 to 4 miles of here, so there's probably over 1,000 children. And the VOCs alone, the particulate matter, but the VOCs, the benzene, all of these carcinogens going into the air will affect these children, as well as elderly, as well as everybody. So we're here for them.
I think it comes down to the power plant is unjust, and it is a representation of a broadly unjust system that rewards oh so few people with lots of power and lots of money and puts the rest of us in peril and in danger, and especially puts forth the poorest of people and people of color to face the repercussions of what the fossil fuel industry and what fracking is doing to our communities more broadly. So any way that we can step up and try to block this from happening is something that I feel like is my responsibility to do.
Well, I feel like I should try and speak for some of those who have no voices, and those are the animals that live around here. The power plant is built right on the edge of a wetland called the Great Swamp, and it is a beautiful nature preserve, I would say. Not that it's being preserved in any way, but nobody has disturbed it for hundreds of years, and there are many species who live in it and other species who rely on it for their nests, for their food, as a migration path. And this power plant is going to destroy that, as well as very large swaths of forest and wetland throughout this area. One of the things that the power plant does is it emits sulfur dioxide and sulfuric acid. And we all know back years ago that there was a thing called acid rain that really started killing trees and destroying the environment. And that's exactly what's going to happen here, except in a very concentrated local way. So I'm really afraid that everything that you see around here, all the beauty that you see in this part of the Hudson Valley, is going to be destroyed. And that's the acute effect right here. And then, of course, as this pumps millions of tons of carbon dioxide and carbon dioxide equivalents into the atmosphere, that effect becomes global, and then everyone suffers. So that's what I'm thinking about right now.
And we know that in your heart of hearts, you don't want to work for these fossil fuel gangsters. You don't want to work for them. You know what fracking wells do to the atmosphere, to our soil and our water. You know about the methane, and you know what it's doing to your children. But when you get into that uniform, then all of a sudden you've got to agree with everybody else, and you're all agreeing with the gangsters at the top. You don't have to. You don't have to do that. You are free. You are free individuals. Look into it. Study what's going on. Find out the truth. Go into that woods. Be with nature. Be with the earth.
Governor Cuomo, you signed the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act this last summer. And that act promised that New York State's energy supply was going to be fossil-free by 2040. I don't see how that can happen when we're just about to bring one of the largest frack gas power plants in the Northeast online in a couple of months. So, yeah, complete the legacy and stop this plant, please.
Climate justice.
On it. Down.